This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. We just heard from residents of Hemet, California, eager to enlist in the military. If you look at the troops now serving in Iraq, many more of them come from small towns like Hemet than from urban areas.
That's why rural soldiers account for a disproportionate number of casualties, too. We're joined now by Dee Davis. He's president of the Center for Rural Strategies. It's a nonpartisan group in Kentucky that focuses on issues facing rural voters. Mr. Davis, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Alex.
Based on the numbers that you've seen, how do the number of casualties from rural areas compare with the number from urban areas?
Well, they're disproportionately high, about 60% higher death rate for soldiers from rural areas.
We just heard in the previous story that people consider the military from rural areas because it provides opportunities, job security, adventure. Are there other reasons that you hear?
The military's always been a pick it up and out. There's a real tradition of military service in rural areas. And I think for a lot of folks who come from marginal economic backgrounds, military's been great in terms of giving training, getting jobs. Oftentimes it's hard for people from rural communities to break into the job market or to be accepted. And I think that the military's always been a great equalizer.
With the number of casualties growing higher, how are rural voters feeling about the war now?
Well, in 06, we saw a real turn in our polling in terms of rural voters beginning to move from a real supportive posture to one of just tiring of the war. What we're seeing now in our most recent polling is that, of course, the overwhelming issue for rural people is the cost of fuel. But the second largest concern in our polling was the cost of the war in Iraq.
So how do you think this will play out? This is, of course, an election year. Will the war be affecting how people vote?
In lots of ways, we're seeing that the war is not a real place to go get votes. There's not the kind of energized support for the war that you might have seen 4 years ago in the presidential election.
Given that attitudes about the war may have changed some, I'm wondering if this election year might be more of an opportunity for the Democrats in rural areas.
Well, what we're seeing right now is that John McCain is leading by about 9 points with rural voters in battleground states. That's about the same place that we were 4 years ago. If Democrats compete in rural areas, then they win national elections. And when they get creamed in rural areas like Kerry and Gore did, the Republicans win.
Well, and if you consider that a lot of these younger people living in rural areas are joining the military because they need a job, couldn't you see a bit of a connection there between the war
and
the economy?
I think that for people in rural areas, the war is not an abstraction. You feel it viscerally. You know somebody who's there. You know families who have troops there. It's a real issue. And often these small towns have sent their first responders, the med techs, the volunteer firemen, the policemen have gone over there. So, you know, we have to bear some of the burden of dealing with the issues.
Dee Davis is president of the Center for Rural Strategies. Thanks for speaking with us.
You're welcome.